Perfect. Okay. Well, then, board members, if it is okay with you, I'm going to go ahead and officially call the meeting to order at 5:33.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I know we don't want to delay much longer because I know it's a full agenda. Okay. All right. So, board members, if I can have an approval of the May board agenda.
Move to approve.
Carla, I have a first. Is there a second? I think Dixie said second. I saw her at least move, maybe. Lily?
I will second that. It's Lily.
Okay, Lily, thank you. I have a first and I have a second. Is there any discussion? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to call for the roll call vote. Lily?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
And Dixie? I see a nod for the record. She officially nodded.
Okay.
And then Miss Christy. I don't think we can hear you, Miss Shannon. Can you hear us? Okay, affirmative. All right.
Hi, Doreen, it's Denise. I'm here.
And Miss Denise.
I'm here.
Thank you. I was going through my tiles and I see you. Okay, I'm wondering about Ballington and San Bernardino. Maybe log on or log off, or should we try to ask Joseph for some help? Or
I'll go text her.
she's
Okay.
texting Nimmer.
Oh, okay. Problem.
And Miss Christie voted yes. Okay, so I think motion carries with five roll call votes. I had to do my math for a minute. I'm sorry.
Hi, boys.
Okay. Next on the agenda is public comment. Is there any public comment in El Centro?
We don't have anybody here, public.
Okay, none. San Bernardino. I'm seeing a text, none. Okay. All right. Board members, would you like me to hold until San Bernardino might be able to fix their sound, or should we move forward?
Would we have to reschedule then a board meeting for San Bernardino?
I'm hearing to move forward. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We're moving
Thank
forward. I don't think no one wants to see this agenda packet again, I think, right?
Right.
Okay. So next is the approval of the minutes. Do I have a first?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Denise, I have a first. Is there a second?
Can hear
I will
me.
second Lily.
Lily, a first and a second. Any discussion? All right, hearing none, I'm going for the roll call vote. Lily?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Miss Christie? And I believe she voted yes. I don't want to miss, I want to make sure I'm reading the text at the appropriate time, but I believe that was a yes. So motion carries with five roll call votes. Okay, next on the agenda is the presentation of the financials. And I will start with El Centro. I apologize. Again, board members, as we spoke about last board meeting, really again, hats off to our back office because I feel like they have done an excellent job in pulling together the financials for us. For San Bern for El Centro, I keep wanting to start with San Bernardino, but this report is of March 31st. It is anticipated that we're about 5%, 5.5% over our current budget for revenue, and that is primarily due to some one-time funding as well as ADA increases in ADA. I know the school has been working very hard on addressing absenteeism, so that's definitely reflecting. Again, as far as year-to-date expenses are, we're about 8% over but our budget expenses. However, given that it's working out to be specifically in certificated and classified salaries, correlating with the benefits amount. Despite that, though, we're still on track to end the year on a positive, as well as potentially having a very good reserve. The next piece gives you a financial snapshot. Very positive for El Centro. I think we have a very healthy cash balance as well. It continues to also give you an actual to budget summary. We are again anticipating at the end of the year to be in the positive. We don't anticipate any cash flow concerns with our San Bernardino. Our El Centro site. Any questions for me on El Centro? Okay. Moving forward, I'm going to talk about San Bernardino. San Bernardino, the revenue as far as budget goes, we're probably, I want to say, neutral based on this report as of March 31st. We have had some dip in our ADA, which we're watching very closely because that impacts our revenues. On the flip side, we are also watching our expenses, and we're about 7.6% under budget. And that really is an intentional strategy because we projected the reduced ADA. We're still anticipating to end the school on a positive note, along with a fairly I want to say, okay, reserve. I know historically San Bernardino has struggled with cash flow. That is not something that we have had this year. They also have a healthy cash balance at this point. We are watching it closely, board members, because we are going into with the time period of the summer, and that's where cash flow tends to get extremely tight for smaller schools. Actual to budget summary, still anticipating a slight positive ending balance. Again, monthly cash flow over time has been strong. We're projected to earn to remain positive throughout the end of the fiscal year. As you can see, though, the numbers are starting to decrease, and we need to pay special attention to that for our San Bernardino site. Any questions on San Bernardino?
Generally, Doreen, are we going to use line of credit this summer at all, or are we going to be good?
I'm anticipating, knock on wood, that we will be okay, board members. I know that was one of the reasons why we wanted to have that just as a contingency. But again, at this point, I anticipate we're going to be okay. Definitely knock on wood in our El Centro site. San Bernardino, we need to manage a little bit more closely.
Sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome. With that, do I have a motion to accept the financials for El Centro and San Bernardino?
Motion to approve the financials for both schools.
Thank you. Ms. Carla is my first. Is there a second?
This is Denise. I'll second.
Thank you.
Denise, I have a first and a second. Any questions? Hearing none, I will call for the roll call vote. Lily?
Yes.
I'll tell Doreen. I'll text Doreen.
I can hear you.
Oh, you know what? I'll text
you. You can hear us?
Yes. I can hear you.
Oh, yay!
Yay! I can hear you. Yay! Yay. Okay. That was good.
Yeah.
I think I ended on Dixie. Yep. I didn't see the nod. Denise?
Yes.
And Christy?
Yes.
Okay. Motion carries with 5 roll call votes. Just documenting. Moving forward now, board members, last meeting we brought to you through a public hearing process. We presented to you both the El Centro LCAP as well as the San Bernardino LCAP. We did present to you in draft forms. Since then, we have made minor updates to El Centro. For example, I think we noted we used Kagan strategies in El Centro, and we did not, so we removed that. In addition, at the time, the dashboard numbers were not out for the latest school year, 22-23, 23-24. Those have recently come out, so we will be updating our LCAP for that data. And then for El Centro, that was primarily the slight changes that we had made. Going in, looking at San Bernardino, we were identified there as actually an equity, and I want to say this correctly, equity multiplier site, which based on numbers, we were designated as this, and that required us to add an additional goal, which had to do with really how we were going to support academic achievement and ensure the students that needed additional supports were able to get them. So with that, that was really the only other addition other than really updating San Bernardino's data demographics that recently came out and adding that equity multiplier goal. That does come with some additional funding. So that is why we needed to identify basically how we were going to incorporate that into our LCAP. What you have before you, I tried to again summarize for you the highlights of the LCAP. And then, of course, behind it, you have the full LCAP, including the up-to-date progress for prior year, the actions and goals going into next school year, 24-25, as well as our what they call action, they're called tables. That really identify expenses and as well as strategies. And then it also provides a budget overview for our parents, which is also included in our LCAP document. So with that, I would entertain a motion to approve our LCAPs for 2024-2025 for El Centro and San Bernardino.
This is Christy. I'll move to approve.
Thank you, Ms. Christy. I have a first. Is there a second?
Second, Carla.
Carla, okay. I have a first and I have a second. Is there any discussion or questions?
Was that the LCAP including the addendum?
No, the addendum would be a separate motion. That's where we identify how we're going to spend our federal dollars.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Any other discussion or questions?
No, you explained it pretty good the last meeting we had, so.
It's a big document. It's yeah. A lengthy document. I think it was probably made up like, what, 20% of your, 25% maybe of your board packet, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
The other was the SELPA. Okay, hearing none, then I will call for the roll call vote. Lily?
Lily muted?
No, she's muted.
Sorry, I was, my button wasn't reading my finger.
That's okay.
Yes. Okay.
Carla?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
And Christy?
Yes.
Okay. Motion carries with 5 roll call votes. Okay. And then the next is the approval of the LCAP addendum revised. It should be for 24-25. My apologies. For El Centro and San Bernardino. This again, board members, is another template, and any time that because we have made adjustments to our LCAP, it required us to also make adjustments to our federal addendum. And that just identifies for you our focus on how we will go ahead and allocate our federal dollars. And those are primarily Title I and the Title II and the Title V dollars. Again, at this point, our federal LCAP addendum is such a mouthful. We prior have not been a targeted school, targeted school-wide. How would you just say it? Classification or designation. And this year, we because of our percentages of high need students, we are opting to move forward with asking to be a targeted school-wide school, which just means that the dollars that come from those title and federal funding is going to be supportive of all of the students in our school. Specifically, we are aiming to, you know, use the dollars to increase academic growth, target literacy and reading, also provide our professional development for the teachers to ensure that they can support, you know, students meeting their academic growth goals as well. And both LCAPs for both El Centro and San Bernardino are very similar in approach. With that, do I have a motion to approve our LCAP, our federal LCAP addendum?
Yeah, make a motion to approve the LCAP addendum as presented.
I have a first. Is there a second?
Second.
Ms. Dixie. Ms. Dixie. Okay. I have a first and a second. Any discussion? Again, this is a state template. So we need to just follow the required template. Okay. Hearing none, I will call for the roll call vote. Lily? She's muted.
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Motion carries with 5 roll call votes. Next is the presentation of the budget for 24-25 for both El Centro and San Bernardino. Board members, I always, as I have historically done, call it the preliminary budget because we are being asked to generate a budget before really the state has finalized their budget. So that said, we're going on projections and estimates, and that can always be adjusted as you know, once the state final does its final approval. So I will present with you El Centro's first. We have historically done, taken a very conservative approach to our enrollment projections as well as our ADA. El Centro, we basically are projecting to be on trend. Total enrollment is 258. Average daily attendance is 232 students. We're projecting that to be on track based on, you know, this year's trends. Revenue, I had shared, I think probably a couple meetings ago, that going into next year, a lot of our one-time fundings are going to be sunsetting, more so in San Bernardino, but El Centro is impacted a little, as you can see. Even though we are projecting the same enrollment and average daily attendance, we anticipate only a revenue of about $5.1 million. Certificated salaries, staffing design is projected to remain pretty similar to this year. We are tracking enrollment very closely. And as such, based on our enrollment, there might be need to make some modifications to some of our classified staff due to some of our decreased enrollments, and potentially some of our certificated staff as well. We have tried to increase expenses based, you know, for our rents and our utilities, some of our fixed costs. El Centro, we are though projecting to have a really healthy ending balance, you know, despite some of the reduced one-time funding. Definitely projecting a positive at the end of next fiscal year, with a healthy reserve as well. Transitioning into San Bernardino. Again, this is a preliminary budget. As I mentioned earlier, San Bernardino is really our school because it's smaller, I think. And really, we received a lot of one-time funding this past couple years. We need to really be extremely cautious and prudent in our budget management going into next year. Again, we based it completely on trends. So we went extremely conservative in El Centro, and are budgeting 150 students. That's pretty in line with where we're ending. Little bit lower, but again, you know, through some consultation with our projected interest list as well, we're budgeting 134 average daily attendance, which is pretty in line with our trends. As I mentioned, San Bernardino is the one where we have a number of grants sunsetting. We're projecting about over $500,000 reduction in revenue going into the next fiscal year. Given that, we will probably need to make some adjustments in our staffing design, really based on enrollment and again based on I want to say economics. We're still projected to have a teacher ratio in line with our charter, which is one through every five students. We have in order to align our budget, we have made adjustments in our books and supplies, as well as in our professional development, and some of our services and projected operating expenses. We are projecting to be slightly positive, and as you can see, extremely close of about $7,000, so minimal contingency there. Because of prior year fund balances ending, we still will end with the required reserve that the district is mandating us to have, which is 5%. So again, we just need to be extremely mindful and watchful with our San Bernardino. With that, do I have a motion to approve the preliminary budgets for El Centro and San Bernardino?
Move to approve the budget for both schools.
You, Carla, I have a first. Is there a second?
This is Denise. I'll second.
Thank you, Miss Denise. I have a first and I have a second. Is there any discussion or any questions?
The money, the budget deficit from the states, has there been any talk about how that's going to affect our school?
So in these projections, we actually attempted to account for some of that. There was initial discussion that there wasn't going to be a COLA, and then there was another initial discussion that it was only going to be, I think, 0.5%. So we attempted to account for that in our revenue projections, and that is why we attempted to go considerably very, very conservative. I believe probably El Centro will be okay, will not see a significant impact. Again, San Bernardino is really going to be the school that we're going to need to watch very closely, because just the size, you know, you've got 150 students, and you still have your fixed cost, you still have your utilities, you still have all of those expenses that you have to manage.
So actually the union salaries for El Centro really hasn't hurt El Centro, huh?
Well,
I mean,
we were very in the negotiation process. I think both the union and management really were thoughtful about sustainability, and not really, you know, sometimes the one-time funding makes you I feel like sometimes it, for lack of a better word, it gives you a false picture of financial financial positivity or wealth, or however you want to frame that. So when we were in negotiations with them, we really talked a lot about wanting it to be sustainable, almost, you know, foreshadowing that a lot of these one-time fundings are going to go away. So once the one-time fundings are going away, can we sustain the proposed step and column scale that was approved?
Okay. Looking at the numbers, it doesn't look like there's any big expenses for one-time stuff.
No, not for us. We're pretty set.
For El Centro, potentially we would like to look at a shade for the playground. And I know Mr. Anderson is working on that with the ELOP, and maybe some minor building addressing upkeeps. San Bernardino, I want to stay conservative, and will be based at health and safety, just because their budget is you know so tight.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any additional questions? Okay, hearing none. If I can, I will call for the roll call vote then. Lily?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
But we kind of survive, huh?
Oh, yeah. We are. We've got all the accoutrements. That's in reality, we're starting. This is the beginning.
Miss Christie said yes, I think. I think I heard a yes.
And it, like, 11 straight years to do it.
My apologies. I muted it because of the background noise, and I forgot to unmute it for Christie. Yes.
That's okay. Yes. Okay. Motion carries with 5 roll call votes, right? Okay. Okay. The next is just our standard board members. We would like to submit an application to receive our federal funding. I bring this to you in December because it's a two-part process, and then I bring it to you in June. So it just an approval that we can move forward with to submit our federal funding application. Do I have a motion?
I'll move to approve, Dixie.
This is Christie, second.
Second. I have a first and a second. Is there any discussion?
One of people to do a motion to
Yeah, I know, right? Because, right.
Hearing none, I'll call for the roll call vote. Lily?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
And Christy?
Yes.
Motion carries with 5 roll call votes. Next is the approval of our food service vendors 2024-2025. This is an annual item that we bring to you, board members. As you know, we did not want to be in, I would say, the business, but we didn't want to cook our own food. We thought that focus needed to be on the educational program and not, you know, having a lot of focus on, is the food coming? Who you know, staff management of the food. And
the NSLP requirements are so complicated.
Yeah. Yes. So we went to food vendors who are expertise in this and know the NSLP requirements. So with that, we are proposing to also move forward for the next school year with our same process. El Centro, we are asking to stay with our current vendor, which is a school district. There's limited options in El Centro. Positively, board members, though, there's going to be no increases, or I want to say there's slight increases. The breakfast for will stay the same. Lunch will stay will increase by about 40 cents, and then snack will increase by about 25 cents. And then the transportation will I know it was $30.22. Mm-hmm. And then in 2023-24 it increased to $50. I understand that there is not an increase in transportation, so it's actually the variance is going to be they are not increasing our transportation costs this year. For San Bernardino, we have received a word that there'll be again very very slight increases. So that is why we're proposing to stay consistent with these food vendors. If I could have a motion to approve to move forward with staying with the food vendors. I think I heard Miss Christie. Do I have a second?
Second, Carla.
Carla, I have a first and a second. Is there any discussion?
Nope.
Hearing none, I will call for the roll call vote. Lily?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
And Miss Christie?
Yes.
Motion carries with 5 roll call votes. Moving on is the approval to join Desert Mountain SELPA for our San Bernardino site. Board members, I think we spoke about this at a couple board meetings ago. We had requested your permission to go ahead and submit an application to currently San Bernardino. Our school is for special education purposes. All of our special education services are provided by the school district. Unlike in our El Centro school district, we are actually part of the Desert Mountain SELPA that specifically supports charter schools. So we were requesting to submit an application to the San Bernardino, for the San Bernardino school to be able to join the Desert Mountain SELPA. And then ultimately, both San Bernardino and El Centro will have the same SELPA for special education purposes. We submitted that application. We had an interview with the SELPA. They actually did a site visit, and I'm excited to share that we were actually accepted into their SELPA beginning next school year. With this, of course, comes, again, the second probably largest part of your board packet. I've included the letter. I've included, they're requesting us to sign an agreement. And these are just standard agreements, you know, based on, you know, the state of California requirements for SELPA. And they also asked board members for you to accept all of the assurances and basically responsibilities of being part of the SELPA. So ultimately, I think like the letter, the assurances, and then the agreement were probably the most important part of your of those documents that I have included in your board packet. The other part, much like we have to do like an LCAP and we have to complete a local plan, the SELPA has to do this as well. So I just provided you with, again, the California Department of Education's templates on how the SELPA is going to meet their local plan. And that includes their budget and all of their requirements. And that includes all of their staffing and their programming and their design. Ms. Shannon, I'm going to pause and I'm going to turn it over to you because I think that this was definitely a commitment on your part through this whole entire process. So I'm sure that you probably want to say something as well. I probably should have let you lead the agenda item, actually.
Well, I do want to thank Doreen for her support in this. I know that it was my request, but a lot of the work fell to Doreen. So I'm very grateful. I'm quite passionate about special ed, and it felt like with the SELPA that we have this year, we struggled both to provide students with the services they deserve, as well as compliance. We struggled to be compliant. So I'm really, really looking forward to both being compliant, identifying students appropriately, giving them appropriate services, consistent services. I'm very, very excited about that. I'm very proud of the interview process and the visitation and everything it took to get approved. It was not quick. It was not, you know, a formality by any means. But more than anything, I want to thank Doreen for her support and her work in getting this done. I'm pretty excited.
Thank you.
I think that's wonderful. I think it's absolutely wonderful. And thank you both. Great.
Thank you. Equally, Ms. Shannon, thank you for your support. I will say the interview was daunting.
It was.
To say the least. We had, I want to say, like 8 people at least.
At least.
Were there.
In this at big least. Conference room where they were all around the table and we were like next to each other in the corner. And they just went around the room asking these scripted questions. It was, daunting is the right word.
Daunting. And to the point of like really needing to be able to cite special education code. So, and describing the whole IEP process. So definitely, you know, you're doing it every day, and of course you're familiar with it, but to actually formally, you know, be able to respond to some of those questions without having your resources by you, I think was difficult.
But you guys obviously knocked it out of the park.
Yeah,
so.
It was, I found it funny during the board meeting where they voted us in, you know, Doreen and I kind of debriefed after we had this interview, and we were talking about how in-depth these questions were, and we had to get in really, really granular on the IEP process, the identification process, and our procedures and things like that. And then they had the board meeting where they voted us in, and I think it's required that they have to list areas of growth for different agencies. So for ours, it was during the interview process, answers could have been more in depth. How much more? But it, I mean, it doesn't matter. I found it kind of amusing because I thought that we went pretty deep on those answers. But I am happy to say that it was a unanimous vote and there was no discussion.
That's great.
Good job, Ms. Shannon.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson.
So with that, board members, I'm going to ask for a motion to approve our ability to join the Desert Mountain SELPA for San Bernardino.
I'll move to approve. This is Christy.
Christy, do I have a first? Do I have a second?
I'll second, Dixie.
I have a first and a second. Is there any discussion? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to go for the roll call vote. Lily?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Motion passes with 5 roll call votes. Congratulations, Ms. Shannon.
Thank you.
Now the real work begins.
Yeah.
Okay, next on the agenda is acceptance of the 990, and this is essentially our corporation's tax return. I feel like this is like one of the earliest that they've ever had it to us. I don't know, Miss Carla, you can weigh in on that, but I'm feeling I'm feeling I'm usually prodding them, but I feel like it's relatively early for them. It compares, you know, our Volunteers of America Community Education Agency. It is the 990, which is essentially the tax return for the corporation. Do I have a motion to accept the 990?
I'll make a motion. Oh.
Carla, and then it sounds like, do I have a second?
It's Lily, I'll second.
Lily, thank you. I have a first and I have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the roll call vote. Lily?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
See?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Motion carries with 5 roll call votes. My goodness, we got through all those motions in 45 minutes. That's amazing, board members. I tried to stay very high level, so thank you. Next on the agenda. I know, right? Next is the local indicators report, and this is all part of the LCAP process, but it is an information item where, and again, in a state template, where we need to report out on our how we've done based on our local indicators, board members. So I will begin with El Centro, and then I will move into San Bernardino. And then I would also ask Mr. Anderson and Ms. Brandner if you want to weigh in, because this is truly a lot of your report. I know a lot of it has to do with getting your input. So I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to speak on this. I just want to get through all the SELPA stuff. which is, I feel like, 500 pages of the board.
This
board
is document. Doreen. He's scrolling through the local indicators.
Oh, yeah. He is. Okay. Yeah, all right. Is. Sorry. I had my own little packet too. Okay. So yeah. So you can see, again, that it asks you to evaluate yourself essentially on different areas. Like access to materials, facility conditions. We rated very well. The scale was 1 through 5. As far as, you know, rating the academic standards, professional learning, we gave ourselves all 5s on that. Likewise, making sure the instructional materials are aligned, high points on that. Making sure that we're identifying areas where we can improve the instruction, full implementation and sustainability, high points on that. Other adopted academics, we as far as career technical exploration, education, we're in the exploration of that typically. Elementary schools do not do that, but I know Ballington has kind of sets itself apart, and really does offer some of those opportunities. Another area that we're initially an implementation in is physical education, and then really looking at health education and world language, I think, would be some of the areas that we need to look at. Support for teachers, we rated ourselves as really full implementation on that. And then
San Bernardino slower. Oh,
huh?
I was talking to Daniel.
I'm going too slow. See, and then of course we have to evaluate our parent engagement as far as building relationships with families. We rated ourselves at full implementation and sustainability in that area. And then we talked about, you know, how we've strengthened our capacity to facilitate two-way communication, and our focus on really building partnerships in El Centro. And I know that we had a lot of discussions about parent engagement, as well as parent communication through the LCAP process, which we know that we need to focus a bit on. It's one of those ever going, you know, items that you're always kind of looking at and attempting to improve. And Mr. Anderson, if I left anything out, please weigh in.
No, you know, well, you know, I feel we rated ourselves strongly because, you know, to be quite honest, this is like 11 years of establishing a staff that's consistent and a curriculum that's, you know, complete, and the professional developments that we've had. You know, I would say the area, and this is, again, the area that we really need to deepen, has to do with, again, the parent engagement as it focuses on our LCAP plan. You know, like next year, I want to key in a little bit more on the role of feedback from the parents and try to engage more people when it comes time to the surveys and the information that we get from them. Because if we're not getting 100% of parent voice, then we're not getting 100% true feedback. So next year, you know, I'll be working with the school, the school to home liaison, and deepening that role a little bit more to help us get a lot more people on board. Because I think sometimes, you know, what I sense is if the parents are happy, they're happy. Oh no, they're fine. You know, we really need them to step up and say, I'm happy, but now I've got a voice and tell you I am, you know, and tell you where I am, you know. So it's that interesting edge we live in where, you know, a lot of times our parents, they are happy, they give the kid and that's it. And then they step back and are grateful, you know, but I want them to also be vocal. So we'll see how that goes next year.
Absolutely. Thank you. I am going to transition now onto Ms. San Bernardino. As we looked at some of the different areas, we felt, you know, students had access to to instructional materials. We really looked at professional learning. Some focuses around that was next generation science standards and some history and social sciences we wanted to take a look at, as well as some mathematics. Instructional materials for San Bernardino, we rated ourselves pretty high again, full implementation, or as well as full implementation and sustainability. Some of the areas of focus there, though, were again those math and that next generation science standards. As far as it relates to identifying areas of improving instruction, areas of focus again is that science. So science, and I think is going to be a resonating theme. And I think that was really echoed again when we talked about our student performance scores. For the other academic standards, really, again, that focus on physical education and health standards. Supports for teachers, we rated ourselves pretty high in the area of professional learning needs, of the identification of them, areas where we might want to provide, where we kind of said we're only in the initial implementation, are the providing the support for teachers on the standards they have not yet mastered. Again, the building of the relationships, we rated very high, fours and fives, full implementation and full implementation and sustainability. We talked a lot about how the community school administrator really had significant impact in our ability to support and connect with parents this last year. Building partnerships, really the focus was providing learning to the teachers to help the school to increase our capacity again to partner with families around that whole community engagement and community, parent engagement and getting our parent feedback. A lot of focus on, again, that parent communication and increasing that parent engagement process. And then Ms. Shannon, I'll turn it over to you if I left out anything.
I will say that many of these questions are very redundant and they have maybe individual words that differ between questions. So sometimes it was a little bit challenging, especially in the narrative section. But I do want to share that for all the academic pieces, I actually had the teachers do it. I thought that their perspective was probably a little bit more accurate on how well, for example, we provide training or how well we've implemented the standards. So I think that became clear that our focus for the last, especially since COVID, has been on ELA, and rightfully so, but the ratings that they came up with on this, and I wanted to stay true to what they said. I didn't change any of them. The ratings they came up with rightfully said, okay, we need training on math and social studies and science, things like that. So that's where you saw a few of the lower scores. And then for the family connection, I used the survey data. And Doreen is right. That needs to be our next big, big goal, is making that connection. When we engage families, we're going to see attendance increase, and mm-hmm. It's definitely much easier said than done, but that's our goal. That's our next goal.
Yep.
Okay. Any discussion? I know this is an information item, board members, but if you have any questions for us or any discussion.
Thank you.
Long board packet, I know. Okay, next is just one of those standard items that we needed to share with you. Our San Bernardino school is still experiencing the Williams Act.
Will again next year.
Yay. Ultimately, this is our third quarterly report, and we, they evaluate us on instructional materials, they evaluate us on facilities, teachers, our school accountability report card, and based on that, they found that we had no findings. So thank you. Congratulations, Ms. Shannon, to you and your team again. Tremendous work. I know that the Williams Act is tedious at best. So thank you so much for again your work with around that.
You.
Doreen, can you explain again what Williams quarterly report is?
I
Okay, Ms. Shannon, you take it.
can't. We haven't spoke about this at a board meeting since last fall. Williams is something called the Williams Act, and it was legislation that was put in place as a result of a lawsuit that students brought against a particular school district when they didn't have equitable supplies and teachers and facilities as to those in wealthier areas. And so there's certain requirements, and if you do, to meet in order to meet the requirements of the Williams Act. And we did not, San Bernardino did not meet that requirement in terms of the percentage of fully credentialed teachers. And that means at a minimum, a preliminary credential or a full credential. So we had a couple of teachers on an intern credential, which is legal to teach, but doesn't meet the requirements of the Williams Act. So they come in, they do a massive, massive inspection. They count textbooks, they interview kids. And then throughout the rest of the year, they give quarterly reports on if those find, what they found during that visit has stayed consistent, or it could be just a reflection of continued, like they're continuing that inspection or their findings of it. So it's just kind of that information of we're still here, we're still watching, this is the report based on our visit in the fall.
Thank you.
They wanted to make sure you mopped up on aisle nine.
That's pretty much it.
Thank you. Okay, without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Anderson and then Ms. Brandner for their principal report.
Hooray. All right.
Yay!
Well, again, as we come to the
Yay!
end, we're focusing on the end, we're in the process right now of completing our end of year state assessments with our third through sixth and our science assessment. So that's going well. We're beginning to come to the end of that process. We're also in the process, as a couple of years ago, we started work with identifying our essential standards when we work with Richard DeFore's professional learning community. We spent many years studying that and working to become a professional learning community, with the end result being to identify essential standards. Because when we started, or when I started 12, 13 years ago, I was coming from the first district that had standards, then we just busted every one of them out. But again, there are too many. And over time, the idea of really honing in on those essential standards became important to us. So we did, in fact, do that. And we're working with Synergy now, creating a new online essential standards report card. We met with Synergy, my front office and I today. So that's all handed in, and that should be ready to go by next year. Also, teachers are right now preparing for the end of our year events. We have the Art Gala coming up. Ms. Guzman is working hard. Teachers are coming up with their class art projects.
When is that?
Oh, I don't know. It's the wrong guy to ask. That's a front office question. It's in June, sorry. And then also, we're doing the TK end of the year passing celebration. Sixth grade graduation is going on. So a lot of things are popping. And then there's a sixth grade and kindergarten field trip taking place, I think, this Monday, where they're going to SeaWorld. And that's the end of the year for them as
Wow.
they pass on. Yeah, I know. As far as professional development, we are again setting up next year's professional development calendar. We're looking again. We had some project-based learning work that we did with High Tech High this year. I'd like to continue that relationship with them since they're funded by Hewlett-Packard and bring in millions of dollars. It's a good friend to have. We'll also be looking at F&P guided reading. We're at the place right now where we have hired, I think, three, four new teachers. So we have four new teachers, and now the balance of trying to provide them as well as the new teachers with some work professional development in F&P and PBL, while then also providing maybe dual, dueling PDs. Like when we had the winter PD, my new teachers had a math, Eureka Math professional development because they needed that. And then my old dog staff, they did PBL with High Tech High. Then we also had a communication where they want to have a little bit more work with Compass Learning. And then we're trying to hook up with our Clever, with our NWA Compass, so that we can use Khan Academy next year with third through sixth grade as a intervention and a resource. All right, as far as different additional industrial arts class, which went well, and the addition of a SEL class, we had the growth of the ACEs and ELOP after school program that's running real well. Enrollment is popping. And it's a whole new staff working with them, which is they're very young and they're very hip, and it cracks me up. It really does. We have hired Miss Denise Miranda as our new enrollment coordinator. I have nothing to say but kudos to her. She stepped in. She knows what she's doing. She's on it. She's been a wonderful resource to the school. And, I'm real happy she's taken over the Synergy now, making sure we use it. And so we're growing, very positively because of her getting on board. As far as enrollment, we were at 258. Home to school liaison is decreasing, is continuing to decrease our absenteeism. You know, it's a very good sign. We hope to see that trend to continue to happen. All right. And as far as upcoming end of the year, that's it. Drop the mic. Boom.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ms. I'm going to go ahead and say that I am not nearly as prepared for next year as Mr. Anderson. We are not discussing professional development for next year yet. We're just trying to get through to the end here. But at like El Centro, we are super close. We have 10 days left. So we're...
We got more than that.
We have a different calendar than El Centro. So we just finished up state testing. We started MAP testing today. We should be done by Monday or Tuesday of next week. We're not really doing intervention anymore because there's not any direct instruction going on. Everyone's pretty much doing their end of year projects and
14
and things like that.
Signed this one here.
You okay, Bill?
Yeah. I was lamenting that you're already going to be done and I'm going to still be working.
Yeah, but we started like 10 days before you too.
Okay.
I will admit that we're ready to be done, and I apologize. I am feeling a little bit punchy. I'm ready. But I do want to say that our community schools coordinator, I think it's starting to work. It took a little bit for it to get kind of ramped up for the year, but she was doing one-on-one meetings and home visits and things like that. So since spring break, we saw a big, big increase in absenteeism, decrease in absenteeism, increase in attendance. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, because it happened right around P2, I don't know if we're gonna see it reflected in the numbers. But my hope is that really sets the stage for next year.
Yeah, definitely.
So I see that as a positive. I want to make sure I don't miss anything. We are currently at 159 enrollment. So we're even in the third quarter, we saw an increase in enrollment. And we have a pretty solid list. So I'm very confident we'll hit our target for next year, if not exceed it. And we have our performance next Thursday, and we have our promotion the following Thursday. Yeah. Yes, the following Thursday, June 6th, where we have our kindergartners and our fifth graders promoting up. And then that is all she wrote. We were talking about it today, that 23-24 has been a really, really great year. I think that I'm in touch with teaching staff over the summer, by choice. Nobody's forced to do anything, and I remind them that they don't have to answer, but I tend to ask, it's kind of for some debriefing input a little more informally so I can get, you know, less pressure, answers that come from a place of less pressure, and use that to start looking at professional development and events and things like that for the following year. I think that if we do it now, everyone is so stressed out and so tired that it wouldn't be, I don't think it would be a well-informed plan for next year. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest thing I can do for teachers right now is acknowledge how tired they are, mm-hmm. and just kind of repeat the mantra that is true. It's more true every year that there is no tired like end of year teacher tired.
That's so true.
So that really is what we're doing these last few weeks, just kind of all the wrap up. But I do want to say we've seen some really fun projects. Oh, I'm also working on evaluations. I don't want anyone to think that we're letting that slide.
That's right. Me too. Thank you for reminding me that. I have conferences coming up.
But it is pretty fun to come and see, because they're doing, you know, they've done their projects throughout the year and their STEM projects throughout the year. But now, because the pressure of the actual direct academics is off a little bit, they're taking these projects and doing them stronger. Like, we had one class use straws and string to create a 3D prism, which it was just really fun. So little activities like that. Fifth grade used this big, big butcher paper, and they drew a grid on it, and they had magnets pull. They made a little creature out of a little teddy bear in a bottle cap, and they had magnets under it, and they were using coordinates on the y-axis and the x-axis to drag the little bear across the grid. It was so fun. Stuff like that is happening, and like I said, it's we're all a little punchy, so it's time for fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay, well, thank you. I know, as every year as we get to, I feel like mid-May, like it can't go fast enough. And then after Memorial Day, it's just like all down, right?
Yep.
It's an interesting balance between really focusing on this year and then really looking at next year as well. Mm-hmm. With that, though, it takes us to board closing comments.
I just want to say thank you to Bill, Shannon, and Doreen for everything that you've done through the year and this huge agenda item that you've been working on. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Miss Carla.
Thank you. And thank you for not, like, throwing, you know, tomatoes or something at me. I was really worried.
I'm so sorry. I forgot something during my report. Uh-oh. That I do want to share. Doreen, is that okay?
Of course.
I wanted to share about Teacher Appreciation Week.
Yes.
Which is a big, big deal. It's
in the middle of everything, right?
In the middle of everything, it's Teacher Appreciation Week. And they did ask me to share with you how grateful they are, because they hear from colleagues at other schools that, you know, they can pay $2 and wear jeans during a Teacher Appreciation Week, or they get like a pack of Lifesavers, and they wanted to share that they really are grateful. You know, I fed them almost every day, and I got their cars washed, and I canceled the meeting and forced them to go home early, and things like that. And it wound up being a fun week. The decorations are still up in the building. I had parents come in on Sunday, so they walked in to some decor and things like that. So they did want That's me to great. To share their gratitude that they work in a place that the board and administration kind of supports the recognition of what they do.
How'd you get the car wash? That sounds like a great idea.
We are directly across the street from the county coroner's office, and the county coroner's office is also the head office for the sheriff.
Oh,
and they have a guy that runs a company, and all he does is wash their vehicles.
Wow.
And like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I connected with him, and he goes, oh, yeah, I'll take care of you. And it's like $15 a car. Wow. And he comes in the parking lot, and we hand him the keys, and he just washes everybody's car.
All right.
Inside and out.
My idea.
I like it.
They love
That's
it.
That's an awesome idea.
They really, really like it.
I clean my car once a year. That's great. I love it. I love it.
You okay? Well,
right.
Again, board, any other closing comments from the board?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, I hats off to you. Oh my gosh! Thank you for supporting such a long agenda with lots and lots of action items.
Thank you, Miss Doreen, for getting us through it.
Very much so.
You're very welcome. I'm hoping June will be a little bit lighter, but it's those end of the year like approval things. So again, board members, thank you for your patience. And if there's not any other further comments, I will officially call us to close at 6:43 p.m.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. Happy ending. Yeah.
All right. Congrats.
Thank you. Good
we'll
night.
See you guys later.
Night.
Happy holiday weekend.
Oh, that's right. Thank you.